Dear Cheap Astronomy, what is time made of? So firstly, time is not something you can deal with in isolation. It's just one aspect of space-time, where the other aspect is space. The reason the universe has an ultimate speed limit is that you can never cross any distance of space without time also passing. By using more energy and better technologies, you can certainly reduce the duration of travel between points A and B, but that duration will never reach zero. Similarly, when we look far out into the universe, or even when we look across the room, we are looking into the past. And the further away something is, the further back in time it is. Time and space are so intrinsically connected that we just call the whole thing space-time. So, what is space-time made of? Tricky. It's intangible to any of our senses or any measuring devices we have. Of course, we can measure the distance between objects, remembering that distant objects are distant in both space and in time, but all we are doing there is measuring the expanse without saying anything about what the expanse is made of. There are various grounds for arguing that space-time does not really exist. Although if you're stuck in a queue to pass customs and your international flight departs in 15 minutes, you may not be partial to this line of thinking. But consider the humble photon. It moves from point A to point B with no proper duration of time. That is, if it had some kind of consciousness or some kind of measuring device, it could neither experience nor measure the passage of time. And so if no time passed between it moving from point A to point B, then it's essentially at point A and point B at the same time. Indeed, if you extended its line of travel out to point C, it would also be at point C at the same time. So, just as a photon would have no perception of time, it would have no perception of distance either. But of course, this is just an issue of frames of reference. For a photon, it's absolutely true that there is no time and space. But that's because a photon moves at the speed that defines the interconnectedness of space and time. In our universe, space-time is measured as the ratio of 300,000 kilometers of distance to 1 second of time. So if you can cross 300,000 kilometers of distance in 1 second, then there's no duration and there's no gap. But if it takes you 2 seconds to cross 300,000 kilometers, then you start to notice that there is a gap and that it takes a bit of time to cross that gap. And if you're a slightly overweight sublight speed entity facing a 16-hour flight from Sydney to Los Angeles, that's 50,400 seconds to cross just 12,000 kilometers. And if you're stuck in a queue to pass customs and the flight departs in 15 minutes, then you'll have no problem acknowledging that space-time is very real. But what is it made of? Or why don't we just ask, what is it? Well, we do think there was no space-time before the Big Bang, and immediately after there was, and there's a heck of a lot more of it now. So it could be argued that an observer, external to the universe, might have seen an energetic quantum fluctuation burst into momentary existence, that momentary bubble of energy quickly expanding so as to cool back down to the background zero-point energy, possessed by the background tapestry of whatever fundamental reality allows the occasional and temporary outbursts of universes. As we like to say here at Cheap Astronomy, this is just an example of avoiding the origin problem. If your only response to the question of how the universe came to be is to say that, well, actually, there's a multiverse in which universes appear and disappear all the time, well, then you're not really adding much in the way of useful information. The question is how this universe came to be, because my international flight is leaving in 15 minutes, and it's a long way to Los Angeles. So I don't give a flying about anyone else's universe. I want to know about this one. A good number of the world's philosophical conundrums can be readily put aside under such circumstances. I cue, therefore I am. Indeed, if I am, then the universe must be, because why the b**p else would I be queuing? I hate b**ping queuing. Postscript. I should acknowledge our North American listeners, who are the large majority of our listeners, might be thinking, what the b**p is a queue? Although in the globalized 21st century, you probably already know a queue is a line. But come on, I line, therefore I am? That's terrible. Got a better saying? CheapAstro@gmail.com